children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Half the hour, 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. If you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you're tuned to 91.5 FM, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Sunday, September the 11th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And today we are bringing you a special program entitled "It's All About the Love," as my wife and I celebrate our 51st wedding anniversary. How about that? This is also Patriots Day, remembering the 15th anniversary of the events of September 11th, 2001, and we recall that on our When You Pray segment of the ministry, which is coming up very shortly. And if you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-WMFO, or 855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. The number again, 855-915-WMFO. Three more witnesses about the fantastic love of God and how once you receive that love, you want to love Him back. Jay Moss, Bishop Marvin L. Winans, and Byron Cage teaming up here on Sounds of Praise. And we love you. Can you say amen?
Yeah. Now I need somebody to get excited about Jesus in this place. I want to know, do I have anybody in here that loves the Lord?
We lift our voice to bless you. We lift our hands to reach you. We lift our hearts to love you. Holy is your wonder. We present our bodies, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you. We love you.
Lift up your voices and say this.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
Say that with me. Say it.
We love you.
Come here, Byron.
We lift our hearts, holy is. We present a living sacrifice.
Say thank you a million times. Strong and mighty and able, prompt in granting your favor. My heart proclaims the truth that I'm in love with you. Yes, I am.
We bless your name and marvel at your wonder. Do you really love him?
We love him.
We love you, Lord. We love you.
With everything that God should know that I love you.
Let the Lord know that you love him. Let the Lord know that he is the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Let him know that there's none like him.
Seven Eleven here on Sounds of Praise, and coming up next, this is Kirk Franklin. I'm going to send one out to my wife. Still in love here on Sounds of Praise.
Put your roller skates on. Feel good, don't it? Lace them up and do this with me.
Yeah.
you feel it, Jesus is for
you, you, you.
Come on. Party people, come on, let's go.
You, you, yes, you. Just keep doing what you do. No one does me like you do. That's why I'm so in love with you.
Come on.
Who, you, yes, you,
yeah.
And if I have to go through, as long as I'm with you, I'm gonna
be alright tonight, cause it's for
you.
717 here on Sounds of Praise, and that sounds really appropriate because in the early days of our relationship, my wife was a fantastic roller skater. I used to, you know, hang in there, but I was not good as she was. So that was really appropriate. Kirk Franklin was Still in Love. 717 at the Sounds of Praise time, and it's time for us to get ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 855-915-WMFO. I was told a little while ago that I should say 1-855, but every 800 number has to have a 1 in front of it, so I just assume, and I guess everyone who put in the phone here in the station, assume that everybody knew you put a 1 in front of the 855. 1-855-915. I got enough stuff to remember. I'm still saying 617 on occasion. It's 855-915-WMFO. That doesn't work. Put a 1 in front of it. But ever since I started 800 numbers, there was always a 1 in front of it. 1-855-915-WMFO. For your prayer requests or your praise reports, I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, along with Yolanda Adams, leading us into the When You Pray segment of the ministry with the prayer. And they're going to be followed by evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar. And prayer works. Yes, it does. Amen and amen.
We'll find your light.
I pray we'll find your light.
And it in our heart.
And hold it in our heart.
And stars go out each night.
Stars go out each night.
Remind us where you are.
Remind us where you are.
Let this be our prayer.
Let this be our prayer.
When shadows fill our day. Lead us to a place of mind.
Guide us with your grace.
Guide us with your ways.
Give us faith so we'll be saved. A world where pain and sorrow will be ended. And then broken will be mended,
and we'll remember we are God's children,
reaching out to touch you,
reaching to the sky.
Yeah.
It's 7:27 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We have a number of prayer requests. We are praying for a young man named Michael, praying for his healing and deliverance. Michael's healing and deliverance. We're praying for the Darlington family. They lost their mother, and we're praying that God is going to bless and strengthen them during this time of loss, the Darlington family. We're praying for T.R. T.R. has been diagnosed with bleeding on the brain. We're praying that God's going to minister in her behalf. T.R. diagnosed with bleeding on the brain. I'm going to be praying for a family in my neighborhood, the Jean family. They listen to the program. They never call, but they listen to the program. And I heard that they are moving. They're selling their house, and they are moving. So we're praying for the Jean family that during this relocation time that God was going to bless and strengthen them. And we're praying for Michelle of Medford that God continue to minister her life. She's still suffering some pain in her back. Slept improperly, I believe, and that might be part of the problem, and also praying for deliverance from smoking. Michelle of Medford, pain in her back and deliverance from smoking. And because today is the 15th anniversary of 9/11, Patriots Day, we're praying that God's going to minister in the lives of all those who have been so dramatically affected by that period 15 years ago, and that God's going to strengthen them and encourage them. And for the country as a whole, as we go through difficult times, that God will provide the direction and the leadership that we need to continue to be victorious in His name in the days which are ahead. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We thank You, Lord, because in times like these, we can recognize that Your love is still available. And as we look to You, the God of love, You're able to minister in our lives in the various situations that we encounter. And we pray, O Lord, You would minister powerfully in our behalf, Lord. We bring Michael before You, that You would bring healing and deliverance into his life. Touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. All the things that would hinder him from being the person that You have called him to be, may they fall like chains that are broken because of Your anointing. And set him free to acknowledge You and live his life for You. And may many come to know You through his transformed life is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Darlington family who lost their mother, we pray, oh God, You would minister powerfully in this situation. Pray that You would touch and strengthen them, encourage them, provide them with direction, give them the peace and the love that You alone can give. And as they weather this difficult situation, may they realize if they continue to live for You, that one day they shall meet their loved one in heaven and rejoice with You forever and ever. So we thank You for all You're going to accomplish, even through this time of loss and in the days which are ahead. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And for T.R., diagnosed with bleeding on the brain, Father, we know there is nothing too hard for You. We pray You would touch our sister from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Remember her loved ones, Lord. May their faith in You continue to be strong. Minister powerfully in her behalf. Raise her up with an even greater testimony of the wondrous things she's received from Your hand, because we know that You do all things well. And we're thanking You in advance for all You're going to accomplish in and through her life and all the other lives that she's been involved in. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. And for the Jean family who is moving, Lord, we pray that You would minister powerfully in their behalf. We pray that You would work powerfully, Lord, in their behalf in the sale of their property. Where they're going to be relocated, You would minister in their lives there as well. Bless and strengthen them with health and strength and peace and joy. And may Your love just overflow their lives so that many might recognize, oh Lord, that You, that they have been touched by You and they are moving forward in You, and that their faith in You might grow stronger each and every day. And may they be witnesses of the wondrous things that can be accomplished in the lives of those who place their faith and trust in You. And we thank You for victories in their behalf in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray You would continue to touch our sister from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Deliver her from this back pain and from smoking, Lord, and all the various things that would come against her. Give her your peace. Give her your joy. She continues to go to church. May she hear a word from you that would strengthen and encourage her, oh God, to continue to fight the good fight of faith. And may her life continue to grow in you so that many might recognize that the person that she once was has been changed only because of the transforming power of your salvation work and your great love in and through her life is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the 15th anniversary of 9/11, Lord, did we know there have been thousands of people who have been impacted by that one day, and the impact is still hurting many others 15 years later. There's still wars being fought around the world, and we pray, oh God, that you would minister powerfully in those situations. Remember our various service people who are overseas in dangerous areas, Lord. Pray you would bless and protect and strengthen them. Move powerfully on the behalf of the leaders of our country so they might receive the wisdom from you that might allow them to govern properly and lead this country in the way they would have them to go is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. I haven't forgotten, Lord, to praise and thank you for my wife and I who are celebrating our 51st wedding anniversary this day. Thank you, Lord, for how you brought us down through the years. And pray, oh Lord, you continue to minister on our behalf and touch and strengthen us and guide and direct us that our lives might be pleasing in your sight and that we might be used by you in the days which are ahead to continue to spread the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ so that many might be won into the kingdom through our lives and through our testimony is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. 7:34 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can contact us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. If no one answers there, just leave a message, and we'll get it, and we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can join in and lift up your request before God's throne. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass., 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. So you can email me at Don Lee, DARNLEY, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Don Lee, VB at Verizon.net. And like I said, as soon as we receive your message, we'll begin praying with you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to the very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians are here and our listening audience can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. Okay, 7:36. Our program today has been entitled, "It's All About the Love," celebrating 51 years of marriage and all of the benefits and blessings that God has provided during that time. Hopefully you are being blessed. And as we continue, here's Fred Hammond, "Lord, How I Love You." I guess that's our testimony because of the love of God that he demonstrated to us to bring us this far in his will.
Lord, my heart is yours. It all belongs to you. I give you all the glory. Yes, I love you. I worship and adore. I'm gonna tell you more. Oh Lord, how much I really do love you. And I love you. tell me, say,
sisters, can you join in and sing it with us? Tell him how you feel. It's all right if you worship. Just sing it where you are.
Everything, if you yielded yourself to his love. The late Timothy Wright and Myrna Summers here on Sounds of Praise.
Everything.
And this is the late Reverend Milton Brunson and the Thompson Community Singers. Keep your loving arms around me.
Loving arms around.
It's all about the love here on Sounds of Praise. And coming up next, we have the song that was the number one song here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2013. This is the live version done by Smokey Norfolk and Heather Headley, Jesus is Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to bring to the stage to help me sing this song, Miss Heather Headley. One another, heaven might find a place in their heart, 'cause Jesus is love. Yes, and he won't let you down. We gotta walk on.
We gotta walk on.
Walk on through temptation.
Oh, yes.
'Cause his love,
yes,
and his wisdom, oh, will be our helping hand.
And I know the truth.
I know the truth.
And his word.